This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Well, there's not much happening with the Michigan legislature this summer, but it did approve a budget on time of more than $56 billion. A lot of that money's tied to particular programs. The legislature really only has discretion with the $10 billion general fund. A report from the nonprofit, nonpartisan Citizens Research Council of Michigan indicates that general fund is going to be hit hard over the next few years, making budget decisions tougher in the future. Here to talk about that are Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator, and Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants and the former Republican majority leader in the state Senate. He joins us by Skype. Vicki, as much as 20% of the general fund is going to be tied up by obligations, according to the CRC report. What's causing that?
Well, there's a lot of earmarks that are in the general fund. Whenever we give a tax credit to a business that comes out of the general fund, we're not bringing in as much money into the school aid fund as required to fund public education. So some of that money in the general fund is diverted to the school aid fund. There's also other pressures. For example, when we repealed the personal property tax, which is a tax that businesses pay in local communities, we promise to hold those local communities harmless in that deal. So there will start to be diversions from the general fund to repay the shortfall in local governments for the personal property tax repeal. In addition, we also have some other pressures that was part of the road funding package where we promised to pay up to $800 million a year, which is almost 8% of that general fund budget to the transportation fund because there was not enough money in the sales tax revenue that we increased in order to cover that. So that was part of the deal. So more and more money is being siphoned off of the general fund. But I want to point out that the general fund has been relatively flat this entire millennium. For example, in 2001, the general fund budget was $9.902 billion. In real dollars, translated to 2017, that would be over $14 billion now. So we're actually losing ground. And the $10 billion we have has a buying power of $7 billion in the 2000 era. So we are losing ground rather quickly, and we're not finding a way to make it up.
Ken, a good deal of this appears to be instances of kicking the can down the road, and it's now catching up to us. We're in good economic times right now, but it's hard to say where we'll be in 4, 5, 6 years. What do you think the legislature should be considering as it looks ahead?
Well, from my standpoint, you know, the Republican Party has historically championed itself as the party of fiscal integrity. I think they're sort of losing that reputation nationally and even here in Michigan, because one of the big issues here in this Citizens Research Council report is that you really have one legislature, in the case of road funding, one legislature making spending and tax cut commitments for the future that a future legislature has to reconcile and address. And in the case of road funding, that is a departure, you know, using the general fund to fund roads rather than just the gas tax or some kind of user pay tax or fee. That's really, really different than the past. So that really is the sort of where the Republican legislature majority has to take some ownership over this, that they are kicking the can down the road. They're making future commitments that a future legislature is going to reconcile.
Vicki, you did a good job of going through the list, but I want to put some money to that. For example, the tax credits under the Michigan business tax, that's about $600 million each year coming out of the general fund. Then there's the transportation investment package we just talked about. That ramps up to about $600 million out of the general fund eventually. Then there's the homestead property tax credit for low-income households to help offset higher gas taxes and registration fees that go into paying for part of the road plan. And finally, the state agreed it would reimburse local governments and school budgets for the tax money lost due to the exemption for the industrial and commercial personal property taxes, as you mentioned, Vicki. All told, it's $2 billion out of a $10 billion general fund. So, Vicki, what can be done beyond cutting government services or raising taxes?
Well, that's the choice that you're faced with. The services that we provide are very minimal compared to what they were years ago. And students who go to public universities feel it every day because it's resulted in huge increases in tuition that they have to pay because the state isn't stepping up to help fund the universities the way it used to. I want to go back to two things, though, which I think are causing additional pressure on the budget that we haven't talked about. One is when Governor Snyder came in and repealed the Michigan business tax. There was a change to the corporate income tax, and it revamped everything, including personal income tax structure. And that cut revenues to the state by $2 billion annually. And there was no hue and cry over that, and yet the governor at the same time wanted to raise $1.8 billion a year for road funding, and so did the business leaders for Michigan. So we had a huge cut in what could have been a growing general fund at that point. In addition, term limits, I think, are playing a huge backstory in the general fund revenue problem, because there's no expertise that builds up over time, and new legislators come in, want to make their mark, and don't understand all of the other cuts and pressures that are on the general fund budget as it stands now. So we have an inexperienced legislature coming in every few years without recognizing the toll that all of these changes are taking on our ability to deliver high-quality services to our citizens.
And often they're gone before the ramifications of their votes and are felt. Ken, a lot of voters are absolutely convinced if we could remove the tax, we could just remove this tax burden if we could just get rid of waste, fraud, and abuse. In fact, on August 16th, a legislator is once again going to propose phasing out the personal income tax because he believes the state can cut spending even further. What do you think the reality is?
When you don't really know how to cut spending, or you don't want to cut spending, you always go to the old canard of, well, let's just cut waste, fraud, and abuse without defining what it is, because someone else's waste is someone else's essential program. But that's not that's just not a realistic policy alternative. There's no meaning there. And as both you and Vicki have pointed out, that in the near future, there's going to be some tremendous pressure on the general fund. What's one of the great ironies, I think, is a total of a $56 billion state budget. The legislature really only has discretion over $10 billion.
I would like to talk about the personal income tax. It contributes approximately $7 billion of that $10 billion to the general fund. And every time you chip away at that, you're directly cutting the general fund because it is the largest contributor to general fund general purpose revenue.
That's Vicki Barnett. She's a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican legislator. Thanks to both of you. I appreciate the insight.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Thanks, Lester.